ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Secretary Pete Hegseth appearing to be planning a sizable gathering of top military leaders next week.
Exactly how many generals and admirals would be in attendance isn't clear. There are more than 400 general officers holding at least a two-star rank. Officials confirm the defense secretary is expected to gather a large number of them at the Marine base at Quantico, Virginia next Tuesday. It's quite rare for there to be a large in-person meeting of military leaders based all over the world in a single location.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Attempts to bring charges against former FBI Director James Comey could go to a grand jury. Lindsey Halligan, President Trump's hand-picked U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, is expected to call a grand jury to seek an indictment against Comey based on possible false testimony given to Congress in 2020. President Trump is expected to finalize a TikTok deal later today to shift ownership from the China-owned app to U.S. stakeholders. That would keep it from being banned in the U.S. This is ABC News. Federal regulators have imposed a hefty fine on Amazon for how the e-commerce company dealt with subscribers looking to cancel service.
Amazon is being fined $2.5 billion over how it handles signups and cancellations of its Prime subscription service. $1.5 billion will go towards Amazon customers who, the FTC says, were tricked into enrolling in Prime. The online retailer will also pay $1 billion in civil penalties, the largest fine in FTC history. Amazon has admitted no wrongdoing. Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas addressing the UN General Assembly today, blasting Israel for its continued strikes in Gaza and deaths of Palestinians. Abbas also condemned Hamas and the October 7th attacks. Tomorrow, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will get ready to address the UN. On Wall Street, stocks are down this hour. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. We've got some positive news to share about a group of Green Bay's Preble High School students. A group of students has organized a fundraiser called Touchdowns for Hope in honor of their DECA advisor, whose mother died of cancer 2 days before the group's national competition last year. Despite the personal loss, that advisor flew to the competition for the week, saying she couldn't let her students down. The Touchdowns for Hope fundraiser will take place at Preble's football game tomorrow night against Appleton West. Students will be selling donated gift baskets with proceeds going to families with children who have cancer. Preble's been surrounded by controversy after police found a gun in a backpack a couple weeks ago, prompting new security measures for the entire Green Bay Area School District. The district's Director of Communications, Lori Blakesley, tells WGBW News the efforts of their DECA students are just one of the many positive ways Preble students show up every day. The Green Bay Packers rank near the top in many areas, but now there's one more to add to the list. The Packers rank among the NFL's top social media powerhouses, according to a recent study. The online betting site PickWise analyzed the performance of every NFL team across TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and X for all 32 teams in the NFL to find out which teams are dominating the social media space. According to the research, the Green Bay Packers are the ninth best performing team online in the NFL. That beats the Bears, by the way, who came in at number 12. The study's author says the Packers' high ranking comes from having some of the highest numbers on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and X in the league. According to the research, the Green Bay Packers are the ninth best performing team online in the NFL. That beats the Bears, by the way, who came in at number 12. News at the top and bottom of the hour, all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers return home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are back to host the Reds tomorrow night. They beat the Padres 3-1 to finish the regular season with the most wins on the road, 45. Jackson Chourio, though, just 1-for-4 at the plate. Pat Murphy.
He's had some not so good at bats where he leaves his zone and chases down, especially, or chases up. As young as he is, hopefully he learns.
NFL, it's the Packers and the Cowboys in Dallas on Sunday night. I asked Micah Parsons if he's ever spoken to Cowboys owner Jerry Jones since being traded to Green Bay.
Nah, I mean, I never even heard from Jerry Jones himself when I even got traded. I found out through my agent. Like, I haven't talked to Jerry Jones since, like, what, OTAs?
Jones on The Fan in Dallas.
Jerry, do you think with the Micah deal that you let your money get mad and it just became a little bit too personal versus a football decision?
Absolutely not. Not at all. It was nothing personal. I told you I like Mike.
That's Cowboys owner Jerry Jones with sports. I'm Mike Clemens. Green
Bay weather. Tons of sunshine, not only today, tomorrow, but for the entire weekend and even into next week. And unseasonably warm, too. Highs today reach the mid-70s. Tomorrow, we slip to 70. And for the weekend, high temperatures flirt with 80. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
It's local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. And I am so glad that you did hang on for this keyword for your 1 o'clock hour as we go for the green and gold with the multi-state text to win contest. Text the word enter, E-N-T-E-R. Texting enter through that Civic Media app with WGBW will enter you not only for our daily prize, but also the grand prize. As we go for the green and gold, enter is your 1 o'clock keyword. Text it now with WGBW.
And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Look around you, all you see are sympathetic eyes. Stroll around the grounds until you feel at home. And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Where no one
lose them all. You've got to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-ca-choo, this is Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray.
Stop making music like this. We don't know either.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Mentioned earlier that it was National Daughter's Day today. It's also National Cooking Day on this September 25th. And I don't know if that's good news for you or maybe bad news. Maybe you were looking for an excuse to not have to cook later today for dinner and go out to eat. I mean, you can just ignore these national days if you want to. Do not feel any pressure to have to cook tonight.
Time out.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Michigan's Supreme Court will hear a challenge against the Line 5 pipeline, the same oil pipeline Canadian oil giant Enbridge is pushing to reroute across northern Wisconsin. Opponents argue the Michigan Public Service Commission broke state laws when it approved the company's plan to drill an oil tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac. A new report from the Alliance for the Great Lakes and Clean Wisconsin shows nitrate pollution is taking a toll in our state. Thousands of families are paying higher costs to access safe drinking water and facing serious health risks because of nitrate pollution from fertilizer and manure. In 2022, farmers likely applied 16 million pounds of excess fertilizer beyond what crops needed. Right now on the Defender podcast, what do data centers mean for our water, land, energy bills, and why is it so hard to find out? An in-depth conversation on the secrets of data centers. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
97.9 WGBW plays the music other stations gave up on. The Beatles.
I want to hold your hand.
The Temptations.
My dear.
Tommy James.
Crimson and clover.
The Supremes.
Mama said you can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait.
Everybody from Rock and Roll Hall of Famers to the one-hit wonders. You'll hear it all on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
WGBW. There's a moon out tonight. Let's go strolling. There's a girl in my heart. Whose heart I've stolen. There's a moon out tonight. Let's go strolling through the park. There's a glowing
local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Let's get you that 1 o'clock hour keyword again as we go for the green and gold with your multi-state text to win contest. Text the word enter, E-N-T-E-R, enter is your 1 o'clock keyword. Text it through the Civic Media app with WGBW and good luck.
Just had to make you mine.
97.9 WGBW Newsroom. I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Green Bay's Keller Elementary School will once again have children's voices ringing in the halls, not as a school, but a theater for young actors. The last school in Green Bay School District's consolidation closures, Keller Elementary, was sold September 22nd to Evergreen Theater, a local nonprofit theater company. The new owners say Evergreen's young actors program was getting too big for its current location. In addition to expanding their own program in the new space, they're also planning to lease out part of the building to other nonprofit organizations, particularly arts organizations. Evergreen's chair of branding and development tells the Green Bay Press Gazette the idea is for the space to be a whole community organization. The company hopes to perform their first show in the new space, The Sound of Music, in February. The Brown County Jobs Center is also in a new space. They held a ribbon-cutting ceremony yesterday for the relocated center inside the Brown County Central Library on Pine Street in downtown Green Bay. Officials say the collaboration brings workforce resources directly into the heart of the community, increasing access to job search assistance, career training, and employment services for residents of all ages. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Tons of sunshine not only today, tomorrow, but for the entire weekend and even into next week. And unseasonably warm, too. Highs today reach the mid-70s. Tomorrow, we slip to 70. And for the weekend, high temperatures flirt with 80. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
News and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Good to always spend Thursday afternoon with you.
will be when you make me tell you I love you. They told me, be sensible with your new love. Don't be fooled thinking this is the last you'll find. But they never stood in the dark with you, love. When you take me in your arms and drive me slowly out of my mind. Kiss me, kiss me, and when you do, I know that you will miss me, miss me. If we ever say adieu, so kiss me, kiss me. Make me tell you I'm in love with you. Kiss me, kiss me. When you do, I know that you will miss me, miss me. If we ever say adieu, so kiss me, kiss me. Make me tell you I'm in love with you.
News and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. I will share the 1 o'clock hour keyword with you again coming up here shortly as we go for the green and gold on WGBW.
Calling out around the world, are you ready for
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. It's Laura McKenna here. And listen, I can't win, but I can get excited for you because it is time to go for the green and gold with our multi-state text to win contest because this is a keyword hour. Your 1 o'clock keyword is enter. E-N-T-E-R. Don't be confused. That is the keyword. And let me use it in a sentence for you. Enter the keyword enter on the Civic Media app with WGBW. That may be confusing. That may confuse you even more. Enter, E-N-T-E-R. Make sure to spell that correctly and text the word enter through that Civic Media app with WGBW. It'll get you in both drawings. The daily drawing for $200 in cash. That's the green. Also the necklace. That's the gold. And also, it'll get you in the grand prize drawing, the club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay and Minnesota on November 23rd. That's going to be awesome. So text the keyword ENTER before it expires at 2 o'clock through that Civic Media app with WGBW, and good luck.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-859-3220. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-859-3220. That's 800-859-3220 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. 800-859-3220.
Family needing a getaway? Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells has everything you want right on the Wisconsin River. Splash into new surrealistic water park fun with Rainbow Rapids. Try new dual zipline racing at Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. New thrills like the towering 200-foot bungee ejection ride, plus $20 million in lodging renovations, 18 holes of challenging golf, all on site. Check it all out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Hey, Green Bay, a budget listening session is almost here. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you. And on Thursday, October 2nd at Preble Park, starting at 5:30 p.m., it's a Green Bay Districts 1, 3, 5, and 6 budget listening session on the 2026 city budget. Green Bay Alders Jennifer Grant, Bill Morgan, Craig Stevens, and Joey Presley are ready to provide residents with an opportunity to share their priorities, concerns, and suggestions for this upcoming budget. Learn more about this opportunity to be heard by going to WGBW.FM and clicking events.
97.9 FM.
news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. I see a lot of texts coming in, but if I don't see yours, get it in right now. Enter is the keyword for this 1 o'clock hour as we go for the green and gold. Enter. Text that through the Civic Media app with WGBW. And looky here, Eric Westfall getting ready to come in at 2.
Someone told me long ago there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day. I know, shining down like water. I won't know, have you ever seen rain? I won't know, have you ever seen rain? I'm in.
Timeless hits, because the past matters. 97.9 WGBW.
How many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man? Must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer. Must a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? How many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many ears must one man have before he can hear people?
will cry. How many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died?
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing.